Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about humble service for the King. The Apostle Paul is writing in 1 Corinthians 4, and he's reminding the Corinthian church about the danger of spiritual pride and the need for faithful, humble service to the Lord Jesus Christ. That church was so full of pride and arrogance that he rebukes them for their sinful attitude. And it's very interesting because he uses sarcasm to get his point across. He says to them in verse 10, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We're poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We've become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things." Like, you can just hear the sarcasm in his voice. This was a stunning picture of how the prideful Corinthian church saw themselves and how they viewed the apostles. They desperately needed to hear the same words that Jesus spoke to the church at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. Jesus said to them, "For you say, 'I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing,' not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you," he says in verse 18, "to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourselves, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see." You see, instead of seeing the Christian life as a path to power, prestige, and fame, Jesus offered the path of repentance and humility and true faith in himself. The prophet Micah said, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." And so if we're going to be the type of servant that God uses, then that means we have to see God as our sovereign King. We must repent of the pride in our hearts and view ourselves as servants, faithful stewards who will simply show up and get the job done. For the glory of God, may we be that servant. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.